USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm heading into the weekend. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. Atlanta hasn't had measurable snow in nearly 4 years, but that could end Friday or Saturday. The storm is also expected to dump a foot of snow in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and possibly Arkansas. The White House wants states to begin fixing bridges that need repair. Nearly $30 billion is being allocated from the sweeping infrastructure bill that President Biden signed 2 months ago. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg releasing a statement saying modernizing bridges will improve safety and support economic growth. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Prince Andrew is stripped of military titles and royal patronage.
Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The Prince on the BBC in 2019. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL playoffs set to begin on Saturday, and home field might not feel like much of an advantage for the Buffalo Bills in their wild card game Saturday night against the New England Patriots. Forecasters are calling for temperatures at 6 degrees above zero at kickoff. And with winds out of the northeast, it's likely to feel more like sub-zero. The last time these two teams played in Buffalo, they played in winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week. The Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses. Meanwhile, it appears Democrat-backed voting rights and election reform legislation could be stalled, with key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. This comes as pandemic concerns continue, with COVID-19 cases rising and the highly transmissible Omicron variant surging. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher on what he believes are some of the biggest concerns facing his constituents in Wisconsin.
Well, I do think the botched efforts on COVID are at the top of the list for many Wisconsin families. I mean, what did we see over the holidays, right? I mean, we saw vaccine testing lines that were reminiscent of gas lines in the Carter administration. Mm-hmm.
New Yorkers will mark the 13th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson Saturday. It's when a U.S. Airways jet struck a flock of birds while taking off from LaGuardia Airport. The plane's captain, Sully Sullenberger, managed to land the plane with 155 people on board safely in the Hudson River. An aviation museum at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport is being renamed after Sullenberger. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.